If you like peaches, you should support immigration reform. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Fresh, juicy peaches, one of the most delicious things about summer. But South Carolina peach farmer Chalmers Carr explains that without the foreign workers that he needs to pick them, they'll never make it to your grocery store. American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
You may think immigration reform doesn't have anything to do with you, but if you like fruits and vegetables, think again. South Carolina peach farmer Chalmers Carr says without immigration reform and the improvements to agriculture labor programs that would bring with it, a lot of that fresh produce will have a tough time making it to your grocery store.
Labor is our number one input expense. By far, 40% of our cost of production is labor. And without labor, we could not harvest these crops. You cannot thin, harvest, pack peaches without manually having hands. There's no machinery that can do this.
The Senate immigration reform bill would improve the current system called the H-2A program so it works better for the farmers and the workers. Carr says those improvements are desperately needed.
We've had delays in workers probably about every other year on average getting workers here. And when you're dealing with time-sensitive perishable crops, that's the difference in making money and not making money.
The House of Representatives is still debating the issue. Carr says if they drop the ball, the ramifications for farmers and consumers will be enormous.
Your fruit is going to be harvested one way or the other by a foreign national. So what you have to make a decision is, do you want it harvested here in this country with our food safety regulations and our FDA governing how we grow our crops versus having that foreign national harvest them in another country where you don't have the same food safety protocols? That is not rhetoric. That is truth.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
There's still a lot of debate left over immigration reform. A bill has already passed in the Senate that was supported by Senators Corker and Alexander, but Republican House members from Tennessee say they could never support the bill that passed in the Senate. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.